Kurt brought the rope, a length of triple braided yellow nylon at least 100 feet long. He made a sliding loop, cinched it around his waist, then gave the coil to Huddy Royer, who weighed 250 and always anchored when D-Troop played tug-of-war against the other PSP octets during the 4th of July picnic. "If I give you the word," Tony told Huddy, "you yank him back like he just caught fire, and don't worry about breaking his collarbone or his thick skull pulling him through the door. Do you understand that?" "Yes, Sarge." "If you see him fall down or just start swaying on his feet like he's lightheaded, don't wait for the word. Just yank. Got it?"
"Yes, Sarge."
"Good. I'm very glad that someone understands what's going on here. Fucking hair pie summer camp snipe hunt is what it is."
He ran his hand through the short bristles of his hair, then turned to Kurt again.
"Do I need to tell you to turn around and come out of there if you sense anything, any slightest thing, wrong?"
"No."
"And if the trunk on that car comes open, Curtis, you fly. Got it? Fly out of there like a big-ass bird."
"I will."
"Give me the video camera."
Curtis held it out and Tony took it.
Sandy wasn't there. Missed the whole thing.
But when Huddy later told him it was the only time he had ever seen the Sarge looking scared, Sandy was just as glad he spent that afternoon out on patrol. There were some things you just didn't want to see.
"You have 1 minute in the shed, Trooper Wilcox. After that, I drag you out whether you're fainting, farting, or singing Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean. 90 seconds.
"No.
And if you try one more time to bargain with me, your time goes down to 30 seconds.